Gael, I just had the most brilliant idea.
Uh-oh.
Hey, give me a chance, will you? So I've been thinking. Men have been using razors to shave for thousands of years, right?
Right.
Well, I, for one, am tired of nicking myself every morning. And it's hardly professional to show up for work with pieces of toilet paper stuck all over your face. So I was thinking, why don't men start using depilatories to remove facial hair?
Don, do you know how depilatories work?
I know that they come in the form of a cream or a lotion that you spread on areas with unwanted hair. You leave the stuff on for a few minutes, and the hair comes right off.
That's because hair is made primarily of what is known as keratin, a very hard protein that is also found in fingernails and in the horns of animals. The way depilatories work is that they contain a chemical that softens and loosens the fibers of keratin. In other words, depilatories dissolve the protein structure of the hair, causing it to separate from the skin surface.
I don't see a problem so far.
The thing is that hair is a lot tougher than skin. So the same chemicals that destroy the hair can also cause serious skin irritation, possibly even chemical burns, if left on too long. Also, depilatories are more effective when used on fine hair rather than on coarse hair. And men's facial hair tends to be really tough.
Oh, well, back to the drawing board.
That was a pretty harebrained scheme, Don.
Ugh.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown, with help from David Byrne, Bloomington dermatologist. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.